You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
So you moved to LA and bought a mansion.
What up, though, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of Three Raw Podcast. This is CJ.
Your boy, Jimmy.
Rob will be here. He should be here in a few minutes.
Shortly.
Got stuck in traffic. I can't stand 696.
Who can?
Oh, man. it's been, we had to take a hiatus for a minute. This is take care of business.
Yeah, you know what it
pay
is.
Pay the bills.
You know what it is.
You know what's going on. You know how it is. Be growing up.
Facts.
Oh, man, I hate it. But anyway, it's been, what, 3 weeks since the last time we recorded?
Facts.
3 weeks. Oh, my God. I apologize for this, listeners. I really do. It's my fault, basically. But anyway, it's all our fault, really. I can't be blaming on myself. But
I don't know why you just did that.
Whatever.
He took the L all on his own.
I have to. You know, as a grown man, I got to take an L.
Here we go.
Just like Drake did. But
I can't wait.
I can't wait. But what's been going on for you in the past 2-3 weeks?
Man, you know what? It's been interesting. My cousin recently got married. Shout out to Nolan and Teresa.
Yes.
So that was a dope wedding. We had a nice little time, man. We did our thing.
That's what's up, man. We went to another wedding too. Me and you, we went. Well, our wives too.
Oh, yes, my
you can't forget about that.
Yes, my best friend from church, my dog, my ace boy, Coon. Like his family was the first family to greet us at church when we first got in Detroit. So shout out to Philip Morgan and Kiera Morgan. I'm so happy that they got married. Me and him been trying to get married since we was kids. So now that we finally. The both of us is finally married. It's like, all right, cool. Now what's next?
Right.
Of course, we know what's next, but.
Right. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You all take up too much of our time. But speaking of weddings, my sister getting married this weekend. So I'm going to her wedding.
Dang. You know what? I got to shout my sister Michelle out. She recently got married. Like,
shout out to her. It's like. Man, I never pictured all this. Everybody I know getting married, man. It's a beautiful thing. Don't
it's
get me
about
wrong.
Time. I wouldn't say that. Time. It's about time. Y'all need to stop being out here reckless.
Yeah.
Y'all out here reckless.
I mean, no. Take that back. Nothing wrong with being reckless.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it is. No, it ain't. Yes and no.
All them roadblocks that y'all keep on putting in y'all lives, and then y'all looking at us like.
But come on. Everybody got a little hole in their life.
Yeah.
Everybody go through a whole phase in their life.
Your whole phase is supposed to be for your mate that you're supposed to be married to. That's who you're supposed to be a hoe with. Instead of you being out here just being a hoe.
Look, anyway, I toast to everybody. I salute to
everybody that's married.
Or going to get married.
Going to get married.
Who are engaged.
Any advice?
Just be yourself. That's all I got to say. Just be yourself. Communicate. Communication is the biggest thing in marriage.
Facts.
That's the only thing I pretty much can say. Love each other. Date. Love each other like y'all just met each other. That's all I gotta say.
Seriously, act like you don't know that person when they get in your car. Do you pick them up from work? Like,
yeah, because you know what? Not everybody go through, but I think everybody. Well, I'm trying to say, oh my God.
Everybody gets in that phase where they're just like.
Everybody have flaws.
Right. Was this a good idea?
Yeah. Everybody have flaws. So, I know I do. Like, as far as absolutely. Like communication, I suck at communication.
What?
Yes, I really do. If I do communicate, it'd be at the last minute. I tell my wife, like, yeah, I got a podcast tonight. You're like, you ain't tell me that shit? I'm like, I did tell you.
You know what? I went through the same thing after I picked her up. I could have sworn I said, I know I said something. I know I did, but.
You know, women's brain are kind of slow.
You on your own, bro.
I ain't like the way my engineer looked at me. She looked like she got that dang on her. Nah.
It's true, though. Right?
I have the power of the mute button.
Oh.
What, look, right there, like, what did he say?
But no, anyway, I really do suck at communicating. I try my best. I'm getting better at it.
Okay.
I'm getting better at it. Okay. But
so is it a last minute thing or what?
No, it's not intentional. It's not really intentional to do that. But it's like my mind be like in a thousand places. So
women,
like,
don't believe that's possible.
Like me and you be texting. Me, you, or Rob be texting saying that, yeah, we, like, let's do a podcast this day, or let's hang out this day. Mm-hmm. And I might mess around. I might make, mistakenly, I might tell my wife, like, oh my God, my baby, I'm sorry, I got a podcast tonight. Especially if she plans something. Oh my God, that's the worst. If my wife plans something and I'm like, oh baby.
Like, man, ooh, if you just want to, look,
sorry, you just I got want a podcast a new
suit.
At night.
If you just want a new suit, all you got to do is ask, man. You ain't got to get suited and booted to get in that casket.
Right. That's true.
KNG sent me a text every morning. Right. I got you.
I like that. I'm sorry, you know.
Jesus.
But anyway, enough of all that stuff, man.
Shenanigans.
For the past 2-3 weeks, it's been a lot of drama between Drake, Pusha T, and now Jay Prince. He basically involved in it.
Anyway. I'm ready.
About 2 weeks ago, I say May 25th.
I'm ready.
Pusha Push.
I'm ready.
Releases, what's his fourth album?
I'm Your Pusha. Yeah.
Daytona.
Daytona.
It did go without controversy. Controversy.
Controversy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I know. Trying to rush it. His artwork for his album was chaotic. Yeah,
really,
to me it ain't. I don't care.
I'm about to say, because My Dark Fantasy, I think, was the most chaotic picture you can get.
Yeah,
that was as that's as far as it can go, seriously.
And, but it had,
you know, no disrespect, because he's one of the best, probably the best, and he's just he's not in the list for some dumb reason. Eminem don't even make them type of pictures, and that man is outrageous.
He one of the most controversial artists.
Eminem is the person you don't go after. Seriously.
No.
You will get your career ruined. Your career has not, no disrespect to Nick Cannon, because he's still pretty wealthy, but as far as his music career, there has not been another scene, really, because I can't win.
No.
That man's syllables is just seriously.
No.
But yeah, back to this Pusha T. I'm gonna let you get into it.
Yes, before
yeah.
Before I go further, if y'all have any idea what I'm talking about, his artwork is a picture of Whitney Houston's bathroom of, like, littered with drugs around the running around the kitchen cabinet before she died. But I heard it was from 2006. It was a photo from 2006.
You know what?
It was either 2006 or the day of her death.
How about this? No disrespect to Whitney Houston, because I love and very much miss Whitney Houston.
I really do too.
Very much miss
Whitney Houston. I will always love you, Whitney Houston.
Even though people feel some type of way about Bobby Brown, y'all got to look at it from a standpoint of, he still lost a wife, and after that, lost a child by that wife. So regardless of how y'all might feel about that,
within a year,
that relationship that they had, whether it was chaotic or not, that was a relationship. That was something that they built on, and they had a child in the midst of. So shout out to him as well.
Yeah.
But my point, with all this craziness that's been going on, that picture is like mute. Like, nobody said anything. No, I haven't heard anything about the family saying anything, no suing anything of the matter. So that must mean,
I heard a story. It might not be true, but I heard a story that Kanye paid $85,000 for that picture, and they got it from one of Bobby Brown's family.
Okay.
A family of Whitney Houston. Now, I wouldn't say Bobby Brown.
And you wanted, okay, so there goes another reason why it hasn't been put in.
But it might
story.
Not be true. Now, I'm not for sure. That's what I heard.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, that might be another reason, because notice how we always get the story about when somebody do something they ain't supposed to do versus doing what they supposed to do.
Right.
So.
But anyway, go back to Pusha T. We wasted 2 minutes of time on that one. But anyway. But 1-7, It's repeatedly been playing in my car.
It's fire.
All day, every day.
It's fire.
It is. If you know, you know.
Period.
Infrared.
Period.
It's, oh my God, it's fire, man.
Period.
Where would you get it from a musical rating of 0 to 10?
From a musical rating from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
It's going to end.
Was it a metacentric, what they call a metacentric rating of the music? Would you give it? Would you give it?
It's going to be a 9.
A 9?
It's not going to get a full 10.
No, not yet. No.
And I'm going to explain to you why.
Okay.
I have a thing about albums being more than at least 10 tracks.
But.
Uh-uh.
I know. I know albums are like.
Because we're going through this phase where it's literally da 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 da. And there's at least 11 and 12 tracks of da 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 da. You got actual bars. You actually have stories to tell. And we only have 7 tracks.
But you got to think about it too. Kanye had the idea like, yeah, we should produce 7 tracks. My album going to be 7 tracks. Nas album going to be 7 tracks.
Oh my God. That alone just. Don't
Tiana Taylor's album go be 7 tracks.
Nas, only 7 tracks. I had an issue with Godson only being 12, and you talking about like 7 tracks.
If God, but come on, Godson, man, it's gonna 12, be
12. That's right.
But think about it. I know. That's why I said.
Might as well be a damn snippet.
Daytona should have been more than 7 tracks, but.
I'll tell you this from a marketing standpoint, you know what? It's good.
It is.
That's
good.
A good idea.
But at the same time, think about it. I think he should bring out. A deluxe edition. Could you bring a deluxe edition?
So with everybody's album in one coming together like it's a Star Wars trilogy or something?
I don't know.
I love the laugh.
Right.
Bring it on the mic. I love it.
Yeah, I think it should be more than 7. But you know what? I'm not complaining. It's a really good album. I played it. Yeah. I actually played it on my way here.
You know what? Let me tell you what I did. I did not play it. When he came out with this album, I immediately went back to Lord Willing.
Lord Willing was a good one.
It felt like the clips came right back out. It just felt like, do you remember the first time you saw the video grinding? The evolution of pens and lunch tables have.
Yes. Yes.
You wanted to be a real spitter. You had to pull out had to pull out that beat. Lunch you had time, to be able to kill
11 o'clock, 11:30 in the morning.
What? Hot 12:30 for real, man. You better have.
Right.
You can't rap on that beat. We can't respect you. Because that beat was just so. Oh my God.
Oh my. Yes.
Not enough time. Anyway.
But the. The track we have to talk about is the very last album, a very last song on his album, Infrared. And basically talk about, I don't think it's really a shot towards Drake, what basically is, but it's mostly about Baby and Lil Wayne.
That's the song you worried about.
I'm not worried about the song. I'm just saying, like, I think it's basically about Baby and Wayne.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he did made it one line.
Listen. This is not the first time without music that Pusha has brought it to the attention of viewers and music industry and everything, the crap that Baby has pulled. And at first, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 2016 when he did, I think it was Sway in the Morning interview. I listened to it like 3 times where he was talking about how it was.
I vaguely remember that.
It was disgusting in his mind. It was disgusting for an artist out of everybody who dipped off within like a 5-year radius from Cash Money. How that man stuck around and was riding. I mean, riding.
Yeah, he was very loyal to Baby.
So
Baby discovered Lil Wayne.
And
Cash Money since 1990. And
I respected the relationship from the standpoint of Baby just taking care of Wayne literally as his own child. So I was just like, this is unacceptable. Like, you and your brothers fighting and feuding, I'm trying to get past that. But you and your son, that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
And then the work speech for itself. Imagine what we would have did without the Carter 1 and Carter 2 and 3. Carter 3 was amazing.
Yeah. Legendary album. Classic album.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
You start ringing that bell. I thought it was a doorbell at first. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You know what? I was playing around with ringtones trying to wake my kids up, and I heard it, and I said, that is it.
Oh, man. One. But anyway, yeah. Drake came out with a record within 24 hours. I think way less than 24 hours. I say within 15 hours. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Drippy.
Anyway.
It was drippy.
Doopy.
I say drippy, dude. Anyway. But it's drippy, doopy, drippy, droopy.
Anyway.
You don't like it? You don't like it, Hickey? No. You're not really a fan of Drake anyway.
No. Let me. Okay, how do I do this, Lord? Because that's not fair. Because all my friends do this to me. This is how I feel about Drake. When I first heard Drake, I was like, yo, this dude is dope. Like, really dope. He's rapping and he's singing and it's actually good. Yeah. And then when he came out with Thank Me Later, I was like, yo, he's telling the truth. Do you know what that means to people from the hood?
That means a lot.
When you tell the truth, he's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Second album, he's telling the truth. A little, you know, emotional, but he's telling the truth.
Right.
Third,
Take Care. Okay.
Third, fourth, fifth, all of a sudden I'm a gangster. Who? Wait a minute, brother. What happened here? This, no. And then, you know, if you remember when you watching, if those who have cable, when I don't know if they do it as elaborate as they used to do, but them little mm-hmm. music channels, they used to give you all the info on your artists. And I saw this one part about Drake. This was around the time when he was still telling the truth.
Yeah.
And Drake grew up in a prominent suburbial complex.
In Toronto.
Suburb.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with you supposedly all of a sudden being a hood. What supposedly
and
happened?
He said something, you know, every summer he go to his dad's, you know, he go to his dad in Memphis.
That don't make you hood.
That don't make you hood, but still, like,
No. If you was telling their stories in a different intricate way, like you had been doing, mm-hmm. sure. I'm from this. No, you're not.
Good music is good music.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not a big Drake fan.
It's a bunch of lion music for sure.
I'm not a huge Drake fan, but he made some really good music.
That's how I feel about him right there. I think he's an incredible artist. I'm a fan of what he does.
Very creative.
But I'm not a fan of him being a liar. And I'm not a fan of him as a man. I think he's a female, low-key. He's very soft.
Oh, yeah.
Very soft.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably why a lot of women like him.
Yeah.
Because he...
Prime example, his recent record.
What? You talking about the little club joint?
Yeah.
That joint, you know what, you know the messed up part about it is?
What?
He's trying to, he was right in the midst of taking a new approach. And then this happened. I find it a little ironic, but I have been telling people from the get-go, he chooses absolutely the wrong people to beef with. Every time.
Oh, yeah.
He went against Jay-Z. Like, I don't get how you go against Jay-Z and you have him on your album.
He just doing it for exposure. That's why I think
you're there.
Yeah, he's there. I think he's trying to get up on Jay-Z's level, I guess.
You have to write your own music, though.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Quentin, though. He
Popo Miller going through all that by yourself.
I know, man. Tear. But anyway.
We need to get
How you feel about Drake's this? From a scale of 1 to 10, you give it like a 4. It's a four.
Doopy was the best, and then I'm Upset was just all over the place.
It was way all over the place.
It didn't even sound like it was a diss track. It sounded like something he had in the archives that he just listened to and said, yeah, this sounds like it'll be all right. I got to respond fast. I know that. So just put that out there.
Right.
Yet, Pusha T is calculated writing and murdering you
he
line
was ready.
For line.
He was ready. So he already had it. I think he already had that record
and everything,
already.
Everything was like, you know, on the up and up until you mentioned his fiance, and then that's when I was like, at
put
last,
a ring on it like Virginia
that
Williams.
That man's dead.
Yeah,
at last, because this baby situation, I don't
and
care
Push,
what nobody says.
And Push came out with a diss track. I think it came out within what 2-3 days.
I would call it. This is another Teach track. This is a J. Cole 1985.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
He told that man, take care of your child. How dare you? I'm getting married and you got a child that you hiding.
Right.
But you only saying something now because you just ended up getting a jumpsuit deal with Adidas.
Yeah.
That's sketchy.
The story of what? Aladdin?
Yeah.
That's, I think that's like, that's up there with Tupac's diss as one of the top diss record of all time.
We can do that. However,
and DJ Quick. And DJ Quick. Yes. Diss record. Oh my God.
However, I don't think anybody's going to die, hopefully.
No, I don't think so. We in a soft era. But, we in a soft music era. People, it's soft nowadays. I don't think nobody go diss nobody. Well, I give that, the story of Aladdin, Adidon, whatever. It's like one of the top diss track records of all time.
You know the best part about that record?
Even though it just came out 2 weeks ago, we don't want to. I'll give it a masterpiece. I won't call it a masterpiece because it is kind of all over the place too. As far as the beat, it is.
But you know what? It was the right type of diss record because it wasn't his own beat. Remember, diss records used to be like that.
Right.
It's from
Jay-Z.
Yeah, you found the industry beat.
Yeah.
And you did somebody dirty.
Right.
He went and got a Jay-Z beat and said.
Everybody on Facebook talk about, like, it's not that good lyrically. I'm like, it don't have to be. I mean, the bars is there. The lines was there. The facts was there. It was controversial. He did talk about his dad wearing these Steve Harvey suits. He did talk about 40 having, you know,
40 was the 40 battle. Was the only casualty that Pusha T said that I am sorry about. Everybody else, he does not care. And I can get it.
I get that. Oh, I get that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So that's why Jace Prince
had it coming.
Another legendary producer in the game.
Okay, you gonna have to tell everybody and me everything that man done said because I done seen that interview. I don't know how many times
on Breakfast Club. He refused to watch it. Breakfast Club this morning. Today is, to remind you guys, today is June 15th, Tuesday. He was on Breakfast Club this morning.
You said what today is?
Today is June 5th.
Okay,
Tuesday.
You said 15th.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm trying to figure out.
Oh. June 5th.
What is my hair and my face and my kids supposed to look like right now? You just jumped me 10 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did. My bad. June 5th. All right. There you go.
I hope everybody rent paid on June 15th.
Oh, everybody going to get paid on the 15th.
No homeless, please.
But anyway, Jay Prince was saying that Pusha T's records was disrespectful. Very disrespectful. Only due to the simple fact that he talked about 40, speak negative about 40 and stuff.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah.
That he said it was disrespectful?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But other than that, it's...
Jay Prince screams to me.
I thought Jay Prince himself discovered Drake, but it's actually his son discovered Drake.
Jay Prince screams to me, I'm only rocking with Drake because he's my moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't scream...
That's why he had squashed because I'm like, man, I'm not going to lose my money over your dumb shit.
Know, it doesn't scream actual, I care about you. That's irritating.
You don't think so?
If he cares, he shows it in a very weird way. Because I feel like the only time that Jay Prince pops up is when it looks like money is about to be jeopardized. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you...
But you got to think about, too, you don't want your money to be fucked up either, right?
No, but I'm not saying... If you and me right now were in the music industry,
mm-hmm.
they would see me on a regular basis as far as how I have your back. I'm not saying you don't have to have a private relationship that nobody needs to know about.
Right.
But I feel like it needs to be, if you're going to pop up,
mm-hmm.
you need to pop up with more than just when it comes to a money situation. Pop up on money situations. It's not really you squashing beef. You're really making sure your money's not touched. That's not squashing beef.
Shit. I feel the same way if somebody messes with my money.
But if you and me was in the industry, that would not be the only reason you'd pop up out of nowhere. People would know, oh, y'all know if y'all go to war with B, y'all got to go to war with CJ too. You know if you got to go to war with Rob, you got to go to war with Kev. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
people know,
he's not going to be alone if y'all coming with y'all army.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Jay Prince only pops up when it's looking like cha-ching is about to become just a distant memory. So, mm-hmm. That's how I feel about him. I could be wrong, but that's how I look at it. Like,
so do you think this kind of mess up Drake's reputation a little bit?
Absolutely. It's not gonna kill his career, but it is gonna mess his reputation up.
Oh yeah.
It's the same way.
And his album come out in what, 2 weeks, right?
Unless you can confession your way out of it like Usher did.
Mm-hmm.
You hit.
Oh yeah. And he came up with the press. You saw the press release?
Nope.
We talk about the blackface.
That okay. I didn't even.
You know what? When I first seen it, I didn't want to believe that was Drake at first. I'm like, dang, Drake.
Here's my thing. Unfortunately, and fortunately for Drake, he had an actual reason before he even came out with a reason. He used to be an actor, so I figured this had to do something with you when you was acting, and that's exactly what he said.
He said he was talking about. And
how he was, he said he was trying to, him and his boy came together and said, we need to express the situation as far as how equality is viewed for black actors, how it used to be before it's gotten as good as it is now. And
that's the lamest excuse I ever heard in my life. It's
a lame excuse because of the bars that Pusher T put forward.
Yeah.
You are already struggling thinking you aren't black enough. That's crazy because there's some truth somewhere along the line in there for him. He's sitting there wondering,
Am I? He took a lot of digging. He went digging.
Calculated.
He's a good, really good researcher.
Calculated.
He's a really good researcher.
He's a good person when it comes to beef because that's his actual life.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Mm-hmm. That's Sun Tzu. That's knowing the art of war, literally.
Yeah.
You got some cat that's just coming out of nowhere because I got a few people on my squad. I should be able to get away with this, Drake.
Nope.
No.
No. Uh-uh.
And then
he easily got away with Bobby Meek Mill, man.
You know the crazy. He did what Meek Mill failed to do. Not couldn't. Failed. Meek refused to take the time to do what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, because this record was rushed.
Everybody else that's ever been in a situation with Drake killed Drake.
Oh yeah,
he's dead. Even Joe Budden, he got kicked out of Slaughterhouse. Even Joe Budden.
That's crazy, man.
Come on, man.
I know.
Hey, come on, man. No. No, you are in the worst position you can be in, sir. Everybody was saying, well, you know, his sales is not like Drake's, so we really can't respect him. Okay, how about let's do it from this standpoint. You right, sales ain't there, but the family that he started with, still there. The career that he has that everybody thinks is dead,
still there.
The money that y'all think that man don't have, has more.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he doing a lot, man.
And then the loyalty standpoint of it. Drake can't look back and say, I still got the same people I was riding with. And not a lot of people can, but from the standpoint of why it went down like it went down, he don't have what went down with, you know, Jay-Z and them. What went down with Jay-Z and them was that nobody wanted to follow suit.
That's that fake love stuff.
I'm trying to get y'all up here. Y'all don't want to come with me. I don't understand why I'm supposed to jeopardize me for y'all.
Right.
Where with Drake and him, it was just absolute confusion. And everybody just went for the first piece of pie they saw and just said, all right, let's see what we can do on our own.
Right. And I think go back to Jay Prince, really. I think it's a level of respect when it comes to Jay Prince.
I
respect him too. But I also think that he's trying to save Drake's career. I wouldn't say it's like a money. Of course it's a money. That's his moneymaker.
Not career. Life.
Yeah, he don't want to do the Tupac and Biggie situation again.
Not career. Mm. Life. Like I said, this has damaged his reputation. People look at him a little different. His career ain't going nowhere because somewhere along the line, everybody's still looking for a Drake track.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, yeah. Everybody want to collab with Drake.
Now, yesterday, I was watching Black Thought with Ebro.
Oh, how was that?
And they asked him.
I ain't get a chance to watch him, that.
Well, see, the crazy, you know what? So you find out so much. I didn't know Black Thought and the Roots actually went at it with Biggie in them.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Because Black Thought didn't.
You know, I heard about this years
Black
ago.
Thought didn't scream, just like Common. Him and Common don't scream beef to me. Not that they can't handle their own, because you know they can. Mm-hmm. But because of the type of music that they released,
yeah,
they didn't scream it to me. Okay. So this was clearly behind the scenes type of situation, right?
Right.
But the thing that I was saying was, or that they had asked him was, when it comes to being a legend in the hip hop era,
mm-hmm.
can you still grab a spot if you don't write your own music? He said no. If we're talking about courses or something like that, or you know, a word here or a line there, you know, because I asked my boy, how does this sound? Okay,
he might tweak it a little.
But
bit.
But if we talking about just strictly somebody ghostwriting everything you ever did, you can't. You can have a great career, but you can't be listed amongst the greats. I agree.
I agree with that, too.
Because whose work really is this?
Mm-hmm.
Because technically, you're karaoke-ing it.
Yeah.
Technically.
Basically.
So, that's where I'm at with it. Hold on. I got Kev saying, but that's why Drake be getting in so much beef, because Jay Prince backing him up, and he really feared down south. That is a true statement. I believe that as well. That's another reason. He got the wrong people sometimes really hyping him up. You can do it. Don't worry about it. We got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Right. He's, how I look at Drake, he's very
idiotic.
Scary.
And naive.
He's very scared. Not scary.
No,
scared.
Go back. Scary. Soft.
No, scared. If I say scared, like scary, I say like people scared of Drake. If I say scared, duh. No. Listen to me in a sense.
Okay.
If I say, yeah, he's scary, I'm like, maybe scared, duh.
Okay.
Scared. I'd rather use scared than scary. But he's soft, man.
Soft.
Very soft.
Very soft.
And I think I mean, Drake shouldn't beef with Push in the first place. Even though they beefed years ago, I don't think he should. Nah, I think he could have. I think he should just. I don't think he should have came up with that beef. That beef record. That diss record. I don't think so.
I don't think Drake thinks.
He don't think.
I think he sits down and goes, how long is it going to take you to write my next record?
Right. Have you seen that list? Have you seen the list of people that was writing his diss? I think it was like three other people writing his diss. I think it was I gotta look at that meme.
I just gotta say, my engineer's face is excellent. Like very subtle cheek movements. More and more, she's losing more and more respect for Drake. More and more,
you loved it. Okay, answer this question. Were you a fan of Drake? Like, are you a big fan of Drake?
Not really, and especially not after Hotline Bling. Whatever that was terrible.
Hotline Bling? God.
I don't know what that is and why it exists, but it is terrible.
They call it 1-800 number.
So yeah, it's been downhill.
Oh, damn. So
I did rock that. I did kind of like that song for a little bit.
When did you lose Drake?
She said Hotline Bling.
No. I'm saying like, but she said that was the end. I'm talking about like, what?
I don't know.
Where
I feel like that was
from?
The main downfall. Was it started right around that time?
Oh wow!
Definitely, Hotline Bling was like, I was like, I'm done with this.
Okay.
But if you can't even write your own disses, what are you doing? It's not that hard. I can insult people all day. Like, you can't figure that out yourself.
Right. And that's the crazy thing about it is he came out with that song in 15 freaking hours. I'm like, so you came out with this song that quick? I mean, I know it's possible.
You have four other people helping you, no problem.
Right. That is ridiculous, man.
You know why this is personal for me.
I know why it's personal for you. I know why it's personal for you. Because you're a rapper. You're a rapper yourself.
That's personal. And see, and here's the crazy thing.
Not only because you're a rapper, but it's like a level of respect. And
it really is.
It's also that, you know, when it comes to beef, if you want to make a beef record, you have to write the stuff yourself. You can't have other people, because it comes with research, clarity, and I don't know, man. It just, When it comes to beef record, you got to have some sort of research. Then you also have to have some sort of bars, like within yourself. You can't have nobody else write it. Like, yeah.
I'm a tad bit more old school than that. I don't believe in diss tracks. And I'll tell you why. Some of the best music of all time is a diss record. And you're like, what would that record have been had I not wasted my time on this person?
What was it?
I'm just saying. Some of the best records are diss records.
Mm-hmm.
What would that record have been if it wasn't a diss record? What song could you have made from it? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like you're not allowed, or I feel like you shouldn't waste your time with a what if. Right?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I don't believe in making a diss record for you because I don't believe in me wasting my good beat on you. I'd prefer to battle rap in the streets like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes further than that,
it goes further than that.
Other than that, I don't believe I should have to waste a beat on you. Who are you?
I'm actually a big fan of battle rap. I don't want to say it's good. I think it's good for music. I really think it is. I think it's...
It's needed.
Yeah, it's needed for the rap music.
URL, Ultimate Rap League. Shout out to Smack. Smack! Shout out to Smack. Because it's needed. It's needed.
Battle rapping, yeah.
It is needed.
Because it also shows that, especially with battle rapping, it shows...
The versatility.
Versatility. Thinking on top of the dome.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like poetry. That's what I love about poetry because, mm-hmm. like, it's free flowing.
Mm-hmm.
It slaps your mind. That's how it is with theater because I went to college for theater.
Yes, sir.
And theater comes with creativity,
mm-hmm.
with imagination. That's what battle rapping is. You got to use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes with the flow. Like, words come within your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. And damn, I think if you ask some of these rappers today, like, do a freestyle rap for me. They were like, hell no, I ain't doing no damn freestyle rap.
Oh, my God.
Hell no.
That used to be how you could get a deal.
Yeah.
You want a deal? Spit 16 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You spit a good 16?
You know what's sad about that?
They sign you up.
People don't know what fucking 16 is. 16 bars.
Hold on. I didn't either.
Okay.
When people used to walk up to me and ask me to spit a freestyle, I didn't know what 16 bars was.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest, when I finally found out what it was, mm-hmm. I kind of started feeling bad, right? Then I watched a documentary with Jay-Z about Reasonable Doubt.
Okay.
Jay-Z said, I didn't know anything about 16 bars. I didn't know anything about structure. All we knew was concept and you spit.
Mm-hmm.
I had to teach myself to cut it down. One of my favorite rappers didn't know it either. I don't feel bad no more. I just thought that's what you're supposed to do. You're just supposed to bar him to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
I don't know, man.
But man, this is you think this whole beef is a mess, really? I want to say it's a mess.
It's going to turn into it. Because mm-hmm. Drake's not going to know what to do.
No.
And Pusha D is literally sitting back in a lazy boy like, it's on you.
Right. He's just playing the waiting game.
And they asked him, will you let this go if he calls it a truce? And Pusha said, hey, look, I'm not trying to make this a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sitting down chilling either.
Right.
I'm opening up eyes to something that people need to understand.
Yep.
Bringing a truth forward to a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the crazy part is, and shout out to Rick Ross. The crazy part is, because Rick Ross has said a few things too, that everything that these guys have been saying, their careers may not be where people think that their careers could be, but their mm-hmm. respect level is as high as it goes.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you don't have to make another record if your respect level is as high as it goes. People look at Memphis Bleek like, why is Memphis still hanging with Jay-Z? How is Jay-Z still allowing Memphis to hang with him and he don't make no records? Because from the loyalty and respect level that he had for Jay-Z and that he grabbed on his own. Nobody right now will get on the mic unless they're just stupid and say, man, F. Memphis Bleek, man, you don't want no smoke. Nobody's going to say that. Nobody's dumb enough to
do
that.
He going to come out with a diss record.
Because he will do it.
Yeah.
And Memphis is one of the underrated top freestylers.
Oh, yeah.
He will come out and he will hurt your feelings. It might not be what you used to, but it will hurt your feelings.
People who don't have an idea who Memphis Bleek is.
Right-hand man of Jay-Z.
Right-hand man of Jay-Z. If you don't know his songs or his freestyle raps, go to YouTube and research Memphis Bleek. He is like one of the top.
One of
the top freestyle rappers.
One of the top.
In the game,
period.
Man. That's how I feel about Joe Budden. Even though Joe Budden haven't came out with a record in years. I say a couple of years because he did came out with a track a couple of years ago. But
I just had a thought. Go ahead.
No, I want to listen to this.
Please, keep going.
But I think he's still one of the top freestyle rappers in the game as well. And he's very respected in the rap game. People don't give him enough respect because he haven't came out with a hit in like so many years. They said
that's
he haven't came out since Pump It Up.
You think that's why?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's one. I say one.
Okay.
I said one of the reasons why.
Because I don't think that's why.
But go ahead. I want to listen to you.
I think Drake wants to be Joe Budden.
Because Joe Budden low-key is just as emotional. But there's that hood background with the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is emotional because he can't figure out what girl he want to be in love with.
Right.
It's literally, I love her face. He's killing me. It's literally.
He's crying. He's
I'm dying.
He's emotional because Rihanna only
said. I'm really dying inside. I'm dying inside. Her face
I love her, man.
Is like.
I really love her, man.
We need to set this up on a regular basis. She talking about, I'm just filling in. No, there will be no more filling right. in.
We got to come in on Tuesdays from now
submit
on.
Submit your resume.
We got to come in on Tuesdays from now on.
Well, no, I honestly think that he wants to have that reasoning. Mm-hmm. The issue that I have with Drake is that his reason when he first came out, I thought that was enough. And that would have been the longest ride of a career because it might be a little much, but mm-hmm. it's the truth. Something that is being grasped. He mm-hmm. Maybach Music with Chrisette Michelle and Rick Ross when he was featured on that.
Yeah, yeah.
He said something about it's something beautiful about how you able to resonate with the streets, but you're not from it.
I forgot all about that record,
that's
man.
That's a great bar.
Yeah.
Because it's the truth. I am not from here, but I get it.
I'm a huge Rick Ross fan.
Great.
Man.
That's a perfect bar versus you saying, I'm from it, so I get it. No, you don't.
Right. That's why I love Rick Ross, man.
Why are you lying? What do you need? What's wrong? What happened? What did she do this right. time?
Right.
Because, like, I might have been a little bored with it, but I was okay with Trust Issues and the little beef with Chris Brown. You know, that's messed up. And shout out to Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown, but that's a little messed up that the R&B singer is 10 times more gangster than you. And you're right. Rapper. That's a problem. I love
yes.
it. I need her every day.
Chris Brown for the hood, though. Chris Brown for the hood.
But that is a problem.
Yeah.
Do you remember what R&B singers used to go through when we were growing up? They were not allowed to beef. The most beef that we saw was 112 and Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge.
Oh,
yeah.
Because they had the same song title. That was it.
Oh, I remember that.
Like,
oh, my God.
An R&B singer trying to go. What are you doing? What are you doing? There's like 1,000 ladies out here that need to be serenaded. If you don't come on here, lead this to us. He up in here talking about he want to fight. Boy, if you don't get that tie and suit and them roses going, we got stuff to do.
But anyway, man.
Yeah, man, for real.
I'm trying to see what's going to happen within the next week or so with Drake. Or I just want to hear Drake's response as far as, like, you know, the whole beef and everything.
If he does an interview where he starts telling the truth, I might gain
the crazy thing is
bit
Drake don't Drake really don't do interviews.
I guess not. When your first interview was with Flex and you read from a BlackBerry to do your freestyle, I wouldn't do another interview either.
He's just afraid of crying on camera.
Yeah.
But he's done it before in a wheelchair on Degrassi.
But that's acting, man. But anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave that stuff alone.
Okay, NBA Finals.
NBA Finals.
What are we? Okay.
Game one. We got to talk about game one. That's your team, ain't it?
Yes.
Oh, man. I feel so sorry for LeBron James for the most part that he. Okay, game one. He had
51 points.
He had 51 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and 46 minutes. I think it's 48 minutes, whatever. But he had a game of a lifetime. And who messed it up? Two people messed it up. Name them. Name them, Brandon.
J.R. Smith.
Okay, and why he messed up?
J.R. Thought that it was a good idea to run to the opposite basket.
But I thought it was stupid. And I maybe put my input on this. When J.R. Smith grabbed the rebound, I'm like, okay, he grabbed the rebound. For one, it was a mistake by Golden State because they didn't box out.
Absolutely.
I'm like, okay, J.R. Smith got the rebound. He go put it right back. When we got out of the key, I'm like, okay, he go get out the key for a second, and he go put it right back. But no, he went further to the three-point line. I'm like, J.R. Smith, what the fuck is you doing?
No, what I really thought he was going to do was what normal people do when the clock is running down.
I pull my freaking hair out. I'm like, no, J.R. Smith, what the fuck is you doing?
What normal people do when the clock is running out is, and then they go, time out.
All right.
No, I'm in the mood for a stroll. Let's go for a stroll. It's space down here.
It's bad coaching. Very bad coaching. Tyronn Lue is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because they had one timeout left. 4.2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And they were tied. How the hell you would not call a timeout? You was right next to the ref.
I will agree with you.
And you was right next to the ref.
It's not just that.
What is it?
It's not just that.
What is it?
The problem is that, first of all, we're not getting to. It's not the game of a lifetime of 51 points. The game of a lifetime for 51 points comes from a standpoint of you wanted to get 51 points. You were not looking forward to getting.
He had to.
Say it again.
He had to.
He had to. Wasn't looking forward to it.
Oh, no.
Had to.
Oh, no. That's why.
Because I thought, you know, you four other guys.
Right.
Come on court with the same amount of, you know. Gusto, because you get a check like I do, but no,
you know what
left me here.
You know I would take that bet. I would take a bet for not blaming. I will blame LeBron James. You want to know why?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
You know why? I told my boss this the other day. I'm like, he came in an arena with a suit.
No, I will not allow it. I won't allow it
with a suit.
I won't allow it.
That's short song.
That suit was $47,000 altogether.
I don't give a damn how much it costs.
First of all, okay, so wait a minute. He can't get away with shorts, but Kanye can get away with holes in his shirt.
No, he can't get away with that.
All right, then. I think I'll go with the shorts versus the holes in the shirt. At least I look like money.
Listen to me. I don't know he look like money. He won't look like he from New York, Europe and stuff like
First
that.
First of all,
whatever.
All the foolishness that Russell Westbrook then pulled. We gonna do this to LeBron?
Oh, he take several L's too. No.
Several? That's it?
I said Russell. Russell go take several L's
that's
too.
That's it, but that's it? Just several?
I said, I'm like, okay. Look, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening to you.
Listen to what I'm saying. I knew I'm like, man, he gonna take an L.
Because of the suit?
Yep.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it is.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it is.
People came in there.
People gonna laugh at me after they listen to this podcast, but I don't give a damn.
That's not fair.
Look, okay.
What I do respect about LeBron is the professionalism and the thought process of making sure that people understood that what goes on behind closed doors with me and my team is behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And then JR came out and said, I was very surprised that my team did not basically dig in my ass. About what I did.
They didn't.
I was very surprised. You know what I'm getting tired of, though? Tired of the main person, as far as I'm concerned, not being blamed. I don't understand.
Oh, go ahead.
Why Tristan Thompson thinks he's allowed to just stand at the paint and not do a damn thing. I really don't get it. What are you there for, sir?
I don't get it either. He just...
Like, wait. I've never seen anybody look at the rim as much as he does. And then he doesn't even jump. He sprints up. he short springs. And all right. It looked like I got the ball. All right, cool. Maybe.
And you know, what I noticed about Tristan Thompson's play is also, if he away from the basket, right, and every basketball player knows this. If a player going for a shot and he miss it, I don't care if you're far away from the three-point line. You go to the freaking basket trying to grab the rebound. He didn't do that. He could be far away from the three-point line and would not trying to make an attempt to go get to the ball.
But you want fouls and
you want a max. You want a max contract. And you want to date Khloe Kardashian. You want to have a baby. You want to.
You don't deserve Khloe. Really don't.
Shoot.
He don't deserve Chloe.
He don't deserve the two women he was with in a nightclub either. But anyway, back to the game. I don't want to talk about people's personal life. Another mishap happened was G to the H, George Hill. That was a big, but we also got to think about it too.
You talking about the free throws?
Yeah.
But that was planned.
That was not planned.
Yes, it was.
That was not planned,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it was.
That was not planned.
Yes, it was.
That was not planned.
That was planned.
That was not planned.
That was you don't shoot like that. That was a planned shot.
No, that was a nervous-ass shot. That's what it was. He was nervous as hell.
Planned.
That was not planned.
That was planned.
No, it's not. Okay.
Hold on. Think about it. If it had went the way it was supposed to go after he missed those shots, mm-hmm. and we'd have got the timeout, because we got the ball back, right?
Right.
If he had got the timeout on, good to go. Because then LeBron would have 53 points because he'd have got the foul along with a shot. Because he would have went, am I wrong? He would have went for a layup or a dunk. The only way that would have backfired is the reffing that was going on that night.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? People were saying that the reffing was like, The reffin doesn't have anything to do with it. The reffin was bad on both ends. Both ends.
Yes.
I will say that it was a highlight that I shouldn't have enjoyed, but you can't hate Stephen Curry. You can't.
Oh, my God.
When he made that shot and went one, two, three, four, I thought that was swag. Pure swag.
That was.
I couldn't do nothing
over
but
Kevin
say,
Love, too.
I couldn't do nothing but say, boy.
Over Kevin Love, too, with the shot that was going. Oh, my God. That
boy,
was
something special about you. And then Mark Jackson don't make it better with his famous mama. There goes that man.
There goes that man. There goes that man.
You know what I'm saying?
He should be a head coach.
Another thing that I want to say that, is it Jeff Van Gundy?
Jeff Van Gundy
brought up a very great point about how the faking shot, the foul you get from it, mm-hmm. he doesn't believe that you should get it. I don't either. Because I feel like you're not actually shooting. You're jumping.
Yeah.
Where's the shot coming? Technically, if
just
we
like
would,
James Harden. James
technically,
Harden,
if that
James
was street ball,
for that.
If that
Harden.
Was street ball, technically, we call that travel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's travel. Because you going up with the ball and then you're supposed to be able to dribble again? How? If you're supposedly in the act of shooting.
Right.
It's trouble.
Okay, I know we got be low on time, but
was the Tristan Thompson ejection for the right reason?
No.
It should have been what would happen with Draymond, not before. The situation with the elbow.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of bad reffing. That was just two people jumping.
Right.
Now, stepping in Draymond's face and then trying to throw the ball. Absolutely.
That's an automatic suspension.
Deuces. Have a good day.
That's an automatic suspension.
You're an idiot.
I thought he was going to get suspended for at least one game for that.
I thought he didn't.
He didn't. He got fined. He got fined.
$25.
Okay, before we leave, how about that offensive foul that got overturned?
Oh, my God. Screwed.
He was screwed.
They were bent over and were told there will be no dinner. It's just exactly what's gonna be right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
So
quick six pumps and it was over. He walked out the door.
What you think about the turnout of the series? who gonna win the series and what games?
I'm gonna say the Cavs, and it's gonna be seven.
Cavs and seven.
I don't believe in the blowout at all. It's not gonna be a blowout.
I say Warriors and six. We gonna make a bet, but anyway. Oh, she with the Cavs too. Oh Lord,
talk to me.
It's up for debate. I'll decide day of.
Oh no, you're not allowed to do that.
No, I can. I got to see the pregame. Got to see where it's going. Got to get a feel.
Yeah,
I'll make my decision day of.
How could you?
Don't pressure me.
How could you do that?
Don't you pressure me?
This is not the Bachelorette. This is the last two guys left. This is. I hate that show.
I don't think
I've ever watched it.
Good.
I never either.
But.
Really? Because it sounds like you both have.
I have a wife.
I have it. No, my wife doesn't like that show.
Really?
She don't like that Bachelorette stuff? Hmm.
That's funny.
I'm surprised my damn self. But anyway. We are running out of time. Thank you for listening to another episode of 3 Raw. This is your boy CJ.
Your boy Jimmy. Shout out to Rob. I'm sorry you couldn't make it.
He couldn't make it. So our show is recorded live on YouTube. You can follow Podcast Detroit on YouTube, or you could add my page CJ. I think it's Craig Davis Jr. on YouTube, but I will put the link on our page.
Maybe
so.
Double check that. Yeah,
we'll I'm gonna double check that.
Back check.
Right. But again, thank you for listening. And this is 3 Raw.